So when the Dutch felt that under God's protection they were making a part of Holland, it had this deep psychological effect on them. They owned this countryside in a way which was absolutely special and which gave their painters the sense that they were painting their country in both senses, the countryside and their newborn nation at the same time. And the pictures that they would produce would belong to the whole people.
A new class of jobbing artists emerged to service this popular demand for landscape art. Jan van Hooijen was one of those workhorses. He produced more than 2,000 paintings and drawings during a 40-year career. Van Hooijen's was a deliberately modest art, unashamed of its simplicity. But it's the realism with which he paints the natural world which makes Van Hooijen's paintings remarkable.
You forget what an amazing breakthrough this represents. Landscapes that have been all about kind of fantasy and colour and drenched in gold. This is drenched in mud. And even though we know that Van Hooijen really had to work fast and with rubbish materials that didn't cost him very much money, he's so always in debt, there's a credible kind of convergence between what he's painting and how he's painting it. It's like a sketch. It's like an immediate kind of note from his own vision. And everything that's kind of rough and raw and crude and clay-like and meager about it actually makes you feel there. There are tops of houses, the roofs, and you don't see anything else of the house. Why? Because they're actually below the waterline. This delivers a world, the kind of silvery quality of the canals, little kind of boat floating past. And you think you're waking up and you can smell the peat turned over. It's a kind of raw day in the middle of winter.